Well, clearly this is a very confused situation in Libya at the moment, but we are getting reports that children have been caught up in this violence. We are hearing eyewitness accounts that are appearing through on the media. We're also hearing from other organisations who are working closely on this issue that children have indeed become victims in the crackdown against the protesters. Now, that's obviously a massive concern for us. These situations can be extremely dangerous for children who often go out onto the streets to take part in what seems a relatively peaceful event, only to find the situation spirals out of control and they're suddenly caught up in some very, very dangerous event which can have lethal consequences. There's also secondary concerns that we have regarding risk to children, and that's around displacement. What happens in these situations is that often families leave their homes for safer areas and they take their children with them, but in the confusion of a large population of people doing this, children can become lost, separated. They're obviously very vulnerable then. They're also not able to carry on their normal life. They don't go to school. They can be exploited and forced into working. So there's all sorts of issues around displacement, which we really, really, really need to be very alert to in a situation like we're seeing in Libya at the moment. Now, in terms of what Save the Children is doing, we're sending emergency response specialists to the region to assess the situation, to try and gather some information, try and understand how this crisis has really affected children in Libya, and then we'll plan and put in place the appropriate measures to help them.